Track 28. Exercise B. Match the concepts with their definitions. Listen and check answers.
Mom, I think I'm ready to get my first credit card.
All right. First, check different credit card options.
All my friends have New or Klar.
Don't choose a card just because your friends have it.
Then how do I choose?
Compare the CAT, the interest rate, and the annual fee.
Wait, what? Mom, you lost me at CAT.
The CAT is the total annual cost of using a credit card. Lower CAT percentages are usually better.
So it's like the real total cost?
Exactly. You should also check the interest rate.
What's that?
If you don't pay your credit card bill on time, the bank charges extra money called interest. For example, if you only pay the minimum payment, the bank can charge a very high interest rate.
So, what's the difference between the interest rate and the CAT?
The interest rate is only the percentage the bank charges when you don't pay your balance on time.
Okay.
But the CAT includes everything. Interest, annual fees, and other charges. That's why the CAT is usually higher than the interest rate.
So the CAT shows the real total cost of using the card.
Exactly. That's why you should compare both before choosing a credit card.
Yikes. Okay, I definitely want a low interest rate.
Good idea. Some cards also charge an annual fee.
That's the money you pay every year just to use the card, right?
Exactly. Some cards have no annual fee, but others can charge more than 1,000 pesos per year.
And what about cashback? My friend keeps talking about that.
Cashback means the bank gives you back a small percentage of the money you spent. For example, if you buy a video game for $1,000 and your card offers 5% cashback, you get $50 back.
Okay, that actually sounds pretty good.
Some cards also offer reward points.
What can I do with those?
You can exchange them for products, discounts, flights, or other services.
Nice. So basically, the more I use the card, the more benefits I get?
Sometimes, yes. But remember, don't spend money just to get rewards.
Got it. Oh, and what's a credit limit?
That's the maximum amount of money you can spend with your card. For example, if your credit limit is $20,000, you can't spend more than that. You need to use it responsibly. Also, always pay on time.
Why?
Because the bank can charge a late fee if you miss the payment deadline. Mom, exactly. Some banks charge around 300 to 500 pesos for a late payment.
So they charge me extra money just for paying late?
That's when you buy something and pay for it in partial monthly payments. For example, you can buy a cell phone for $18,000 and choose to pay it with 12 monthly payments of $1,500.
One more thing. What are installment payments?
Those are interest-free installment payments, so you only pay the original price.
Oh, so that's what meses sin intereses means.
In that case, the final price is higher than the original price.
Are there installment payments with interest too?
Welcome to adulthood. Nobody reads the terms and conditions. And then everyone acts surprised later.
Getting a credit card is more complicated than I thought.